still kung fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll kung fu kick you in the dick.
Congratulations, old man Wade, for you were victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stub and the Lord of Laughter, Old Man Wade. And across the pond, we have the pinnacle of political perfection, the superior, Super Bowl Gabby.
What up, everybody?
And we got a special guest. He's been on a couple of times. I'd introduce him, but he does a better job doing it himself. Tell everyone who you are.
I'm Brandon. I don't have any cool names like Old Man and Super Woke. They're much, much cooler people than me. I'm just a nerd.
I mean, Brandon's your real name?
Brandon is my real name. Yeah. I am more athletic than both of them, though, so I get to talk shit about that.
X.
Yeah, you are. Wait.
Oh, I'm still athletic, man. By the way. I can still dunk a basketball at my old age.
Seriously? Sir.
How high is the hoop, though?
Regulation. You
talking about those Fisher Price hoops?
How tall are you?
Regulation.
And you can still dunk?
I'm 6'1".
Oh, well. Okay, I'm still dunk.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon.
Oh, hey. Fuck you.
What was that for? What did I do now?
Nothing. I just like keeping it geared up just in case I'm hating.
I need to derail this for just one quick second for you, old man.
Oh, God.
I have a question for both of y'all.
All right.
This will only take like 2 minutes. That's it. Not even. Are y'all going to play Cyberpunk 2077?
Nope.
No. Actually, you know, I saw some of the playthroughs. It reminds me of a modded was it Deus Ex? The original one, which I enjoyed back in the day, but it's also a game that's over 10 years old, which doesn't bode well for a game that's supposed to be like the craziest shit we've ever seen.
It is the craziest shit. I've only played a couple hours. It's super detailed. It's insane. But this part I wanted to tell you really quick because I had to get this out. Character customization. Everybody that I know, it took at least 45 minutes to an hour and a half. Create your character because it's so detailed, right? Let me tell you how detailed it is.
I've heard about this.
You get to pick your penis size.
What?
I'm in.
There's a section and it says, first you get to pick which genitalia you want, which is pretty progressive. So you can have a male or female, I'm just using those terms generically, but voice, but you can have breast and a penis or vice versa, right? So, but when you get to the genitalia section, it says, do you want a vagina or do you want a penis? And you pick which one you want. And then if you pick a penis, it asks you, what size penis do you want? They have default. For some reason, they have small. I don't know who's choosing the small penis. And then they have large. And then you can pick a large penis. If you pick a vagina, because when I play video games, I always make a women character because I think it's not enough women characters. So I always pick women characters just because. When you pick a women character, they ask you, what size breast do you want? Do you want small breasts? Do you want medium breasts? Do you want large breasts? Then you get 6 different choices for how your nipples and areola look. So you get big areolas, small areolas, big nipples, little teeny nipples. You can pick all that stuff. Then, if you pick a vagina, they ask you if you want pubic hair. And if you say yes, you get to pick the pattern for pubic hair. So you can have a landing strip. You can have a heart. You can have it all over the place. You can have a 70s bush. All those types of things. Among other customizations. I just had to get that out there because I knew you two would appreciate that.
I kind of do.
I take back what I said about the game. I will be playing that game as soon as possible.
So I'm still not going to play the game. Only because, like, I don't... Okay. And it's going to be something really minuscule that annoys me. I am terrible at... I hate driving in games. I'm good. Like, Ratchet and Clank is one of my favorite games of all time, but whenever it's like, oh, you have to, I'm like, god damn it. Like, I don't care enough. I don't want to drive. I just want to do the things I like to do. And yes, I'm aware of how I sound
right
now.
That makes a lot of sense. I've never seen you play, like, Grand Theft Auto.
I fucking hate Grand
Theft
Auto.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's
funny. Wow.
I didn't know that either. So I just had to get that out because I thought y'all would appreciate that, and it was funny.
Did they release it? It's released?
It came out last night. I was playing it last night for a couple hours, but it took 45 minutes for me. I was stuck on customization.
What system are you playing? What system are you playing on?
PS5.
PS5?
Yeah.
We got fucking Mr. Braggadocious over here.
Yeah, humble brag. F you. That's the wrong system anyways.
Here we go with this shit again, man. Fucking
what would I say?
Mr. fucking Xbox over here.
Yo, it looks like a can of fancy spray deodorant.
It does. We had this conversation. Remember I told you, it looks like something Goku would fly in.
It looks like one of those large promotional perfume bottles.
What, the Xbox?
No, the PS5.
The PS5 Xbox looks like something my sneakers will come in.
Yo, the PS5 looks like a bad air conditioner.
Yeah,
not the PS5. The fucking Xbox is like a... No,
you said it right. You said it right before. Sorry. Yo, the PS5 looks like an over-engineered tampon.
Yo, the Xbox looks like an oversized Roach Motel.
Have you ever seen the Xbox turn horizontal? It looks absurd.
But I'm going to be real with you, though. And this is... That Xbox design, the reason why I like it... I'm a big fan of
form. Because you're staying, go on.
I'm a big fan of function over form, whatever. And I build PCs. So if you do...
Nerds!
You would really appreciate what they did in the interior of that Xbox and how that determined the design. Oh, beautiful. Yep. We're not a video, but Brandon just showed us his beautiful case with the LEDs and his fans. It's pretty dope. As a geek, I'm excited, but if, you know, I think both of those systems are awesome. I'm probably going to start dealing with just PCs anyways for gaming, but that's another.
I was going to get it for the PC, but I figured I just spent this money on this PS5. I might as well use it.
I mean,
I usually get one player games on the PC, but go ahead, old man.
Like, you know what's funny? I don't think I've played, the last time I played a game on PC was a King of the Hill game back when I was in high school.
What game is that? Because I need to find it. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. It was like Hank Hill was like a first person shooter, but it was paintball.
Bruh.
Really?
Like, no.
You know, Mike is really into the PC games. He's been playing this game called.
Yo, do me a favor. When you talk to Mike, let him know we got beef.
I will. I'll let him know. What you got beef with him for?
Dog, I've asked him to do an episode of Drunk Comic History.
Oh, yeah. I'm a reminder. Yeah, I get to chastise him about that. I will. I'll definitely remind him.
Dog, I'm so mad. He's doing a what if now. I'm like, this nigga will do a what if, but he can't get shit-faced and give me 20 minutes of content.
Javi, have you played Subnautica?
No, but I think we interviewed the people that wrote for that game, right?
Really?
They did WrestleTopia, correct?
I don't know what else they did, but Subnautica's my shit.
Yeah, we interviewed those two guys.
Yeah, we did. WrestleTopia, it's a really fucking... I'm actually shocked you haven't read it. WrestleTopia, I'll give you my Comixology login. You can.
Yeah, but based on the conversation we had with them and based off of the content in that book, I really do want to get into that game. I've heard nothing but great things.
Yeah, Subnautica's dope. You would love it, trust me. You love it.
Check it out.
The new one just came out. I'm getting back on the new one.
But yeah, it's... Duh, let me tell you. I just... Driving games... Are there any games you guys don't rock with, like, particular, like, genres you're just like, nah?
I've changed.
Huh?
Well, I play sport. Oh, don't get me started. I'm in these Madden leagues. I play an online Madden league.
Oh, man.
With other 32 other users. We're in a group chat. It's a whole thing. I talked to old man about this. But their fucking game, man. EA doesn't give a shit about their fucking game. It's so terrible. This year is the worst Madden there's ever been. It is the worst. The PS5 version just came out, right? Looks pretty good. Like, they did some minor upgrades. Like, rain looks good. Like, their jersey gets wet and stuff. It's kind of cool. They made running a little bit more realistic. And completely broke defense. Like, every deep pass touchdown, they broke it. It's a patch day coming out. They're like, I'm sorry that we messed up. Where the patch is coming soon. It's completely broke. If you play zone, it's completely broken. It's like a game-breaking thing. I'm like, how do you have the most terrible PS4 version of Madden ever? You hype up the PS5 version. You even delay it because it was supposed to come out at launch. They delayed it an extra month. I'm thinking, okay, we're going to fix some bugs. That's why we delayed it an extra month. And it's still fucking broken. It pisses me off.
I thought it was delayed because of, like, the pandemic and all other stuff. I know it was delayed.
No. It's delayed because they're trash. That's why.
No. And I think, and part of my problem, I guess part of my problem with sports games, because I used to, like, back in the day, man, like, everything from NBA Jam to, like, NHL 97 or whatever, right? I used to play those because my cousins were really into them. But as I got older and I had to buy my own games, I'm like, I'm not spending $60, you know, every single year for pretty much a small incremental change to the game. Like, they could, if they, what makes sense to me for, like, a NBA game would be have the same game and just update it. Update the roster
to everybody. Yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, don't, you know, and then put out a game every couple of years when the technology actually gets better, when you can actually see a really big increment, a really big change in the technology. Like, that's my issue with it. That's why I don't really rock with them. And one, I know too many people that are so good at these games, like you, Brandon, that play in leagues, that if I try to play these people, I'm losing, like, 800.
They just spam you. They just spam you to death with glitch plays. Yeah. We have that problem in our league. We had to make a rule, no spam. We had to make a what we call a cheese rule, where you can't run the same play more than 3 times in a row, and you can't run known glitch plays, because people go on YouTube, they find the glitch plays, they break the game, and they just run them over and over and over and over and over and over again, and it makes it not fun.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like I forget what game it was. It might have been Double Dribble, where you kind of run into the corner and that three always is always a hit.
Yes, Double Dribble. That's what it is. Yep.
So it's kind of like that. It's just like, but I also know, like, a lot of these, like, Madden and, like, 2K leagues, they're, like, intense. And, like, I can't, it's like, dog, like, it's not that serious. It's a fucking video game. I don't, my favorite phrase, I don't care enough. I don't care enough to, like, really be in, like, I don't care. Like, I'm good. Like, if this isn't just for fun, I don't care enough. Like, my best friend was like,
need to get one of these, though.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I got this? This is a funny story that y'all both will appreciate. Mike.
Were you hooking again?
And since we're not on video, I just want to explain. Brandon just pulled out a nice little VR setup.
Oculus Rift. Mike was one of my, worked for me. That's how I met Mike. He worked for me when I was working at a college. And Mike was a computer science major, and he had to do a project, and the project involved VR. It was like a semester-long project. And he's working on this project, and he's loving the VR because he's playing games on it, too, besides the program that he was creating. And so his parents, for Christmas, bought him an Oculus Rift set.
Jesus Christ.
Because he just got this from the school to use.
Is he loaded?
Right? Huh?
Is Mike loaded?
It's only like $200. It's not that expensive. Yeah.
Are you low? It's only $200.
$200 ain't that much money.
It used to be $600.
Yeah, it's not that much anymore.
Yeah.
Hold on. Really funny story. I played the Oculus. I used the Oculus years ago before it came out. Back when I used to have connections in the in random industries, and this one woman I used to write for, she was like, "Oh, I got you press passes for like one of these random video game things." It was at MIT, and someone had an Oculus Rift there. I'm like, "This is fucking cool."
Yeah. So they let him use this thing for his project. End of the semester comes, they don't ask for it back, so he just keeps it.
I don't blame
Summer goes around, he just keeps it. Next semester starts, he's out of school, he graduates. They never ask for it back. His parents bought him one because he talked about how much he liked it because he was using it for school. His parents bought him one. The school forgot to take this one back, so he has two. He's like, "You want it?" And I was like, "You sure?" He's like, "Yeah, they didn't ask for it back. Go ahead." And so he's graduated already. They're not coming to get it back now. He's gone. And so he gave it to me. And that's how I got one.
Is it the Quest? Is it so?
No, this is the Oculus Rift. He has the Quest now too.
Yeah.
The Quest is wireless.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. I'm trying to get that, man. That's how I've been trying to be a really good boy, and I'm hoping Santa Claus, you know.
I put my mom in VR one time. Went to Google Maps, right? So they have Google Maps VR.
That must have been mine.
Yeah, so we went to, like, where we're from in Baltimore, and, like, it drops you down the street. And she's, like, looking around. And she's like, what's this? And then I go to, like, the pyramids. And then I go to, like, Italy, and she's fucking freaking out. And I'm taking it all around the country on Google Maps in VR.
So how much porn did you watch?
I've not watched porn yet on there, but I do plan on doing that.
That's what I call wasted potential, Brendan.
I heard that is interesting. I know Browsers has 4K VR board now.
I mean, come on. You shouldn't even be... We shouldn't even be talking to you right now. You should be somewhere...
I feel like that's too real for me. I feel like that's too much. Would you look at VR porn, old man?
Of course I would. What kind of question is that? Have you not listened to the show?
I feel like it's like right in your face, though. Like that's...
Yeah.
Too much.
No. It's right.
I mean, I like it right in my face, to be honest.
For real.
Oh, man. Maybe I'll try to tell you how it is.
Oh, no, don't do that, because... Okay, yo, Brandon, let me ask you a question. Do you find a good porn video and share it with your friends, like, yo, this was dope?
No.
Oh, God, you niggas are weird.
Thank you. How's that weird, old man?
That's weird. Nobody's ever done that with me. Yeah. I have shared videos from, like, when I used to be a club promoter, and women would go crazy in the club.
I'm sorry. Time out. We're not skipping past that. You are a what now?
I was a club promoter. I worked at the biggest club on the East Coast called Love Nightclub. I did a Beyonce concert before.
Fire.
Hold on. Fuck everything
else. I sat on stage with Beyonce and Jay-Z at the club.
That's all fine and well. But I am not skipping over the fact that I'm just finding out that you were a club promoter. We are not.
I was a club promoter for a long time, like 6 years.
Dog.
That's right.
Please tell me you weren't one of those creeps.
No.
I mean, is that...
But, you know, you meet a lot of women. I met my wife. Funny story. I met my wife at the club. I was promoting at the club. My wife doesn't go to clubs. She's not a clubber. She never goes. She just happened to be at this club this one night because it was her cousin's birthday, and they dragged all her, you know, everybody out. Like, I really want to go. Come out. That was the first time my wife been out to the club in a long time. I happened to meet her. I come up to her, and I was like, oh, I'm a promoter. Why don't you come out? Like, that whole thing. And then we end up going on a date, and the rest is just...
So it's funny.
And oh man, you'd be surprised at how close, how little degrees of separation you have with a lot of club promoters.
Oh no. I know a lot. Yeah. I know a lot of club promoters. And before I get into that.
Yeah, you were a bouncer.
Oh yeah, for a little while. But like my old gig, I met a lot of club promoters when I was working in the garage and I worked 4 to 12. So I'd see a lot of the club promoters, the bartenders, the bouncers and all that come in. So I developed a lot of relationships with them from working where I worked at. It was the exact opposite for me and my wife. Maria wasn't really a club person either. And I met her, I hate clubs, I'm a bar person, but I owed my buddy a wingman because I hooked him up. I essentially needed a wingman, and the woman who I never saw before, so don't hold me again, don't hold this to me, looked, as he described, as a minotaur. And he only calls her that because she literally tried to sexually assault him. Like, she tried to rip his fucking pants off. When she was like, he was like, I'm not fucking you. And she was just like, come on. And then literally ripped his, I'm like, all right, time to go. You're trying to rip my man's pants off and he ain't trying to fuck. So you got to go. So, but yeah, but like, I just picture you. Like, you know what I mean? In, like, the shark skin, like, button up.
Oh, shit. He got you in a modern-day zoot suit.
What, you don't like disco?
I don't know what he thinks this is. I worked at the best club in the East Coast. The most famous one. Love Nightclub. Besides Live.
Yeah, Javi, you hear him, right?
I mean, I hear it, but... But the thing is, I have a different experience with club promoters. A lot of people I grew up with either became DJs or club promoters.
That's also true. So like
you know what I mean? Like,
so the club I know a good amount of club promoters, and a lot of them are, to quote a douchey philosopher, really good people. But some of them are fucking assholes. Actually, let me rephrase
it. That is also
true. Let me rephrase it. A lot of them are fucking assholes. But I think, you know what it is? But I also think there's a cultural difference because I was around a lot of white clubs. So there's also...
Oh, yeah, I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, I didn't go to my first white club till I don't think I ever really been to a white club.
Dog, you went to a white club, like, after my birthday. When you came
in. Where did we go?
And you were in the onesie.
Oh, that's a I call that a bar, right? So white clubs are essentially bars.
Yes. Yes and no, kind of, sort of. There's my homegirl. I really want to get her on the show. My homegirl, Crystal. She was in this club that had the best name ever. It was literally called The Place.
I get it, right? It's kind of complicated, but, you know, makes sense.
That's Frank Costanza's pool hall on Seinfeld. The Place to Be.
Oh, no. See, you added to be. It was just called The Place. My homegirl, Crystal, she makes the best Long Island iced teas ever. She makes a really great dirty martini. My homeboy, Dre. It is funny. You look at Dre. He's from Jamaica. He grew up in New York. Ended up coming here. You look at him, and you just, like, he, like, best bartender ever. Knows how to get the party started. Like, there was one story that I always tell. It was me, my buddy Diddy, and my buddy Jeff. And so, like, I'm in there all the time. He's seen me, like, when he used to come into the garage or whatever. I used to go there to get lunch. And one night, he's like, and he always used to do this. He was always just pouring. If you wanted a shot of tequila, he was literally pouring tequila down everyone's fucking throat. You want a shot? Here's a shot. Because it got people going. Like, you know, you buy them a shot, you give them a shot, they buy a shot. You know how it goes, Brandon. So this particular time, we're all in there, we're drinking. He was like, yo, when was the last time you got laid? And I answered. He goes, when's the last time you got laid? Next person answered. And then it was my next person. And so whoever got laid the most recent didn't get to get a free shot.
Like, that's the opposite.
No.
But you got everybody else is stressed out.
Yeah.
Relative to you.
Yeah, so I it was just like, you know, so like, it was just like, yo. So he was like, so, and it got him a little looser. And he started talking, you know, you start talking to women, you start hanging out, and it starts becoming like a real party. So he knew how to really get shit going. Like, he is the best bartender of all time. Don't ask me if he was good at making drinks. All I know is that he knew how to get the party started. And at the end of the day, does anything else really matter when you get to a club? Like, you know what I mean? Like, sure, if the drinks are watered down, why do you care if you're having a good time?
They cost $20 a shot. Sorry, I'm cheap.
That's a valid point.
That is true. But the other thing about this particular bartender, like, he knew how to, like I said, like, he knew what he was doing. He knew how to get everyone amped up and motivated and stuff like that. So it was a little different. But again, it's not the same when you're hoping that the bar, like, you know what you're getting into when you go to certain clubs. Like, when I went to the Place, I knew what I was getting into. They had a bikini night, dog.
So
that's definitely a white club.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like,
because we had twerk contests.
Yeah, bikini night. We might have a lingerie contest.
Too. Nigga, say what you will about. So summertime, there was a bikini night, and wintertime, it was schoolgirl night.
That's definitely a white club.
Let me tell you. Say what you will. I had a fucking blast every time.
Oh, I hey, that sounds fun. Yeah.
That shit was super fucking. You say that, but if you work the right one, you'd have a fucking blast, man. Like, I, like, you know what I mean.
But, well, I will say this: many of the clubs I went to, like, in my you know, since I'm 18 and under clubs, early 20s.
Nigga, did you say 18? Did you say shot in them? So did you say 18 and under?
18 and over.
They shoot people in Boston at the clubs.
They what?
The neighborhoods we grew up in.
Did they shoot people in clubs?
And I said in Boston clubs.
Do they shoot people in Boston clubs? There was one club, Vertigo. I'm pretty sure Harvey remembers Vertigo.
Yeah, that was like the last like black club downtown.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like it was the last one. I feel like people got shot in black clubs down here, but I also think it all depended on what club you're going to. Like, let's take 3C's for example. Javier probably knows 3C's as well.
Yeah, that's the club I used to go to the most when I was younger. I don't want to say my age, but
I avoided 3C's because I wasn't part of the culture. So
yeah, and that got shut down because somebody got shot.
Which time?
The last time. So what they would do, Brandon, so Boston is a very segregated city, right? Like, people say it's racist. It's not really overtly racist, at least not now. But you still see a lot of the, you still see a lot of the influences of that very racist recent history.
Absolutely.
And the city's still segregated. So you definitely have, like, black areas of the city. I'll put it like this. Boston is actually a majority minority city. People don't know that.
I've heard that.
Yeah, it is. But when people come here, they don't really see black people because they don't go to the neighborhoods black people live in.
And they shouldn't. Because they'll go, because here's the thing, and I'm pretty sure, Brandon, you'll understand this. You're from Baltimore, right?
Yes.
Don't come to certain hoods thinking that this is a fucking novelty. It's not. You will get your ass whooped. You will get, you may get, you may get robbed, and you may get shot. And no one's going to fucking feel bad for you.
Yeah, and the thing is, gentrification is starting to, like, really, that's like, true, creep into these areas as well. So I remember growing up, like, growing up in Boston.
West Prime real estate. Think, like, it's close to downtown.
Yep.
Yeah, it's very expensive, man. It's very expensive. But here's the thing. I didn't even really know a lot of, like, I didn't get my first white friend until I moved out of the city for a little bit. Like, I didn't really know a lot of white people growing up in this city. So, yes, Boston is a very black city. I don't want to just associate that with violence, with, you know, because I kind of hate that. But it also comes with issues because of the racist policies and stuff like that, right? Like, there's poverty, there's crime, there are all these issues that you see in Baltimore, you see in Houston, you see in Atlanta, you see in every black area, right? So
I watched a documentary on David Duke, and David Duke got his start. He really got his start by coming up to Boston.
Yeah, man.
He went to Boston, and he would have rallies talking about the stuff that he wanted to, and he would get better response in Boston than he was getting in some parts of Louisiana where he was from.
Yep.
I'm not shocked by that.
South Boston, I think they said.
A thousand percent South Boston.
Yeah, I was going to say that. South Boston is, because of gentrification, it kicked out all the poor racist white people, too. It's totally different. But even in the 90s, I remember my mom telling me, I can't go to South Boston. Like, I remember hearing on the news, like, they, bars would have, like, these images of black people being hung and all this stuff. And this was in the 90s, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's how quickly gentrification came in and changed the entire city. It's crazy.
Uh-huh. So, Javi, you say that. My dad had this whole thing where he didn't want me going to, because I was in ROTC, yes, I was one of those nerds. And he was just like, I was like, oh, I'm going to the St. Patrick's Day parade. He was like, no, you're not. He was just like, no, because it's like, he's like, you all, he goes, they're racist. He goes, you may end up getting hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's wild, man. Like, and that's why Boston has that association with fighting and all this other stuff, because we were just fighting each other. Like, it was crazy. It's a very interesting place to grow up in. And
to say the least.
Again, it's different. Like, if you go, I go to South Boston all the time. Well, I used to before COVID. I'd be in that area a lot. And you see nothing but little mixed babies.
Yeah.
All the babies are brown.
But you also got to, but Javi, you know this as well as I do. Like, they will, fucking, racist people will talk all the shit in the world about fucking, like, black people. But then check their porn history.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, that's the fetishization. It's different, yeah. They'll definitely fetishize you.
Did you guys know that, like, it's not interracial porn if it's, a black woman on a white guy?
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
What's it? What is it?
It's just porn.
Interesting. Also, black.com is awesome.
Oh, black.com is my shit.
Yeah.
Brandon probably knows nothing about that. Yo, Brandon, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I picture you like Dave Chappelle in Undercover Brother.
I don't know shit about no black.com.
This is what you do. You go on. You go and put on that Oculus Rift. Open up your browser and just search for blacked past tense.
Yeah, BLACKED.
And we'll talk later.
gonna do it.
Yeah, you had to do that. Oh, my. Man, so what else we got on the
docket? I don't fucking know. All right, well, I got some quick topics. Do you guys feel like Holly Berry's bad in bed?
No. I saw Monsters Ball.
And so Hillary, I'll see Hillary, well, Halle Berry claps back and Lisa Rae McCoy suggests that she's bad in bed. Holly Berry has been described as a bombshell and sex symbol, but never has been called a bore in the bedroom until now. According to Lisa Rae McCoy, word in the street is that the Catwoman actress, I might have used Catwoman as the example.
Damn, that's fucked up.
It ain't it, though? The former model said during an episode of Fox Soul's Cocktail with Queens, in which the women were discussing Holly's rumored sexcapades, host Claudia Jordan pressed her on this idea. But all she would say is, that's what I said, that's what I read, that's what I've heard, that's what they say. Soon enough, Holly Berry learned of this rumor and took to Twitter to let Lisa Rae know she can go straight to the source if she's dying to know the truth. She tweeted, Miss Real Ray One, ask my man Van Hunt. He'll tell you all you need to know.
And I just want to say this. If my beautiful and very understanding wife gave me the okay, I am willing. This is a hard decision, guys.
Phrasing.
I am willing to test the theory myself.
Oh, that's a tough Holly decision. Berry. That's a tough decision.
Yeah, man. Pray for me. Pray for me. Yeah,
Lisa Rae looks like she's let more boring than Holly Berry does.
Yo, facts. But I also, you know, I'll also test that out too, if I must.
Yo, I just saw, yo, I see, Javi, you weren't there. Were you there? Yeah, you were there for this. I saw, yeah. No, you weren't thinking of it. No.
I was there. Players Club?
Yeah, I saw Players Club.
It was for your birthday, bro.
I saw Players Club for the first time on November 7th.
You just see a Players Club?
I just saw Players Club for the first time.
Such as amazing.
Trouble.
Like, what else has Lisa Rae had? What else has she done in her life other than Players Club?
She had a TV show.
She did?
Who cares about that?
All of Us. What was it? All of Us?
Yeah, nobody cares about that. But she's still, that was years ago, and she's still in the zeitgeist, in the culture. I argue Players Club alone.
Let me tell you, if my options were DeBrat or Lisa Rae, I'm probably going to choose DeBrat.
Both of them.
See, you're one of those. You know, I can't stand when people do that when you're like, oh, F, Mary, kill. Like, I'll take them both. I'm like, motherfucker, that's not how the game works.
I don't want to play that game. I'm an only child. I grew up as an only child, old man. I get all of it.
So you selfish.
Yeah, Lisa Rae didn't do shit except the Players Club. Looking at her IMBD. Oh, yeah. She was in the wood. I guess that was, people know her from that.
Was she in the wood?
Yeah, she was the wife.
Was she in the wood? Was she in the wood or on the wood?
In the wood. In the wood.
All right.
Was she the wife? Was she the one getting married?
No.
I don't think that was her. I haven't seen the wood in years. Don't ask me.
That was a good movie.
Apparently she was on Ballers.
I haven't watched that.
Neither have I. I don't give a shit enough about Dwayne Johnson to keep up in his career.
Don't
sit here and discourage the great one. Disparage the great one.
He's black now, so
John Cena is a better actor. So let's just get that out in the open right now.
John Cena is a better actor, but he's not as
since you agreed.
As Dwayne.
I'm actually shocked you agreed.
And I give Dwayne credit for endorsing Joe Biden. I never thought I'd see the day that Dwayne would do that.
I never thought I'd see really the day is. Where he like really put an emphasis on his blackness, and he's been doing that for a few years too, right? So.
My buddy Diddy has a he always says it best, because he always goes, whenever The Rock has a movie, he goes, does he have a black love interest?
No, I've never seen that. Oh man, I know what I meant to ask you.
What up?
I know I'm derailing your docket, but I think you'll appreciate this. Did you watch the trailer for...
Time out. He was like, oh, have you... He's like, just derail the docket. Nigga, have you listened to the show?
Yo, honestly, I'm paying attention to every time you disrespect the docket, and that's a penalty.
Yeah, that's
there's a scoring system. Yeah. You'll know your score at the end of the show, Brandon.
This is worth it. Did you watch the trailer for Invincibles?
I saw the first one, yes.
What'd you think?
I fucking love it. And I think that they got the proper artist for it. It looks exactly like...
just like the comic book.
It does.
So I've never read the comic book.
Oh, you are fucking killing me.
So what we're going to do is, on the comic book history show, when the show comes out that month, we'll do Invincibles, and I'll finally read it.
You know what's funny?
I think I'm going to have to sneak up on that episode, guys.
Javi, you realize the only reason I haven't done it on CCBN yet is because we haven't had a chance to do it. But, like, we have to do... like, I won't do a CCBN of Invincible until you're on the show. Like, you have to be on there for it. What was I going to say? So, I'll ask... This question goes out to Brandon, since he's the guest. Trump calls for a Goodyear boycott after company bans MAGA attire among employees.
Yeah, I saw this.
I can't wait.
And Goodyear, the Goodyear tires are the ones that were on his limo. The limo that drives him all around, they got Goodyear tires. It's quite hilarious.
That nigga's ridiculous.
I can't wait till he's not president anymore. Like, I just can't wait.
So Pence today said, "We're focused on going to space, not just the moon, but Mars." It's literally off of the Chappelle show.
I was like, "Is this a Chappelle show skit?"
It's literally off the Chappelle show. I went to Twitter. I went to YouTube, and I pulled up the Chappelle show Black Bush skit. Right, I pulled the Black Bush skit.
Mars, nigga.
While we're talking about Mars. It's so ridiculous that it's a... like, how are we living in a world where this is, like, what's actually happened? Like, it's so insane.
Yo, so, okay. Brandon, did you read Doomsday Clock?
Yeah, I read Doomsday Clock.
So, I went through it. I was sitting at work, and I wanted to go through it again just for, like, shits and giggles. And they may have the best comic book representation of Fuckboy 45 ever. In one of the panels, it goes... the president also tweeted, "The U.S. cannot support Superman any longer. I've done more for the world anyway, and will continue to."
Oh, yes. That did happen. That's exactly what happened.
Yo.
So, I wrote, "Y'all trying to distract people with COVID, but I'm focused on things, namely the moon." Yeah, I said it. The moon. Can't be distracted with the economy of COVID. I got that. Focus on space. The United States of space, nigga. Write this down. M-A-R-S.
Yo,
that's something he would say. Trump would say some stupid shit like
that. Yo, you know what would be funny? How funny would it be if Pence actually watched that sketch and was like, "I'm going to tweet this," and tweeted it verbatim with the N-word in it?
I probably would laugh. I'm not going to lie. My first reaction would be laughter. Then I'd get angry. So, but I would laugh the first time I saw that.
So I'm not going to lie. I don't like Trump. I don't like Pence. Pence can suck a bag of dicks. But I don't think he says the N-word. I think Trump says it all the fucking time. But I don't think Pence says it.
No, I don't think Pence says it. I think Pence just has this. But I would say this. I think if you had a scale who likes black people more, Pence or Trump, I would say it's Trump.
Oh, absolutely. 1,000%.
Even though Trump would probably more likely to say the N-word, I think Trump's been in the room with black people before. He's been able to hide his racism to a point that black people hung out with him. I don't think Pence has ever hung out with a black person ever.
No, I don't think he knows what a black person looks like. Like, you know what I mean? I think, like literally, I think I feel like he gets all of his, you know what? I'll ask Javi this. Yo, Javi, when was the first time you think Pence saw a black person?
So, I was going to say that he was the governor of Indiana.
You're not helping his cause.
So, there are some black people in Indiana?
Yeah, my homegirl...
Indianapolis.
My homegirl Shenanigans. She lives in, unfortunately, she lives in Muncie.
Yeah, so, and I was pulled over in South Bend, Indiana, with the birthplace of the modern Ku Klux Klan, which was a fun story, with my boy and his red Mustang. On 20s, so yeah, that was a pretty interesting experience.
Are they 20s or did he just keep them clean?
Nah, they would because this was like in the early 20s. He's black from Detroit, but his dad's a lawyer.
From Detroit in general, like, you know.
Anyways, that was an interesting experience. But based off of that, I'm pretty sure at least when he was a governor. But other than that, it's very likely he grew up never even seeing a black person outside the television.
All right, I'm going to end the show real quick before my wife kills me. But before I go, I have a very random question that I can't wait to hear all of you guys answer. Who is a celebrity with an underrated body?
Bailey.
Oh. You know how I feel about Bailey. You know how I feel about Bailey. So I had some...
You brought her up, DeBrett.
Oh, hell yeah. So I had some good answers. I had Aubrey Plaza.
Yes.
Sarah Silverman.
Really?
Yep.
Fuck Sarah Silverman.
Really? Oh, I'll get back to that. Gina Carano. She's on the fuck you list too, by the way.
Oh yeah, yeah. I went through her Twitter. So disappointed.
Sarah Silverman's kind of hot.
Yeah, Sarah. Google her nude.
Like, she's kind of hot.
Yeah. And Haley Atwell. I don't know who that is.
Oh, that's my... I'm fucking in love with her. You don't know who that is?
No,
That's Agent Carter.
Oh, hell yes. Oh, for the love of Odin, yes.
Yeah, that's Agent Carter.
Yes.
Peggy Carter.
Yeah, man.
I love me some Haley Atwell.
But yeah, Gina Carano is on the fuck you list. She can eat all the dicks she wants.
Can I just add Brie Larson to your list, though?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because they get her dirty off that image when she... What's up?
Basic to me. She's just kind of regular to me.
But you gotta see her when she guest hosts one of the late night shows.
Yeah, man. I was thinking that exact. Our homegirl, Miss Telekinesis, actually, that's her number one.
Yeah, like she's underrated. They did her dirty with that. They had an image
of her with
Captain Marvel production. She's wearing a baggy outfit. You know what I mean?
They put her next to
She's no Haley Atwell. Tell you that.
She definitely is no Haley Atwell, but
but she's bad though.
She's bad as hell. I'll give her that.
Christina Hendricks, she's my favorite. Christina Hendricks is my favorite white woman.
Celebrity. My favorite white celebrity is easily, and this may shock everyone, Charlize Theron.
That does shock me, but it actually doesn't shock me. What? I like Charlize Theron. I like her. She's a good actress too.
Well, she's
pretty badass.
I think she is the greatest actress of all time.
I like her a lot.
It used to be Christina Applegate, but she's on that like GOAT list for me, where it's just like it goes without saying. If you know me, she's on that list. Like, if you know how much I love, like Mary with Children.
I don't list any young lady based off of race, because
this nigga.
I mean, there is no actress better than Meryl Streep. I mean, she's the best.
I disagree.
You interrupted me being super woke.
Yeah, we are interrupting you being super woke.
How dare you? I was trying to make myself look good relative to you guys.
Yeah, no. Let me tell you. But Christina Applegate was actually my first crush. Christina Applegate was my first crush.
Are Married with Children?
Hell yeah.
That's real.
Hell yeah. But it's funny, like, well, I'm pretty sure that both of you guys grew up on The Cosby Show. I grew up on Married with Children.
Oh, both?
Married with Children.
Yeah, both.
No. I'm gonna say this.
Married with Children is so fucked up because they always tried to pretend like Peggy wasn't fucking hot.
Yeah,
she was just some ugly one, though.
Like, she was some ugly housewife, and I'm just like, are y'all looking at Peggy? Like, are y'all looking at her?
But that's real though. It's like Al, he's living in the past because of his football career. He's a shoe salesman. He actually has a hot wife, but he's so miserable he doesn't even realize it. As I got older, I kind of realized that. You know what I mean?
But you know what it was? But he also wasn't cheating, because he's had multiple opportunities to cheat, and he never would.
He wasn't a bad dude. Like, I look at Married with Children the same way I look at King of the Hill. Like, those two shows are probably the most realistic images of what, quote-unquote, working class, or just white people of America look like. You know what I mean? Even though it's comedy is exaggerated in a lot of ways, man. Like,
yeah, I don't think Hank Hill would have voted for Trump.
No, Brandon, we did a whole episode about that.
Yeah,
he almost did a. He, I don't think he didn't vote for George W. Bush
because he gave him a weak handshake.
So yeah, I believe that.
He was like, "I'm not voting for him because he has a weak handshake."
I think Boomhauer would have voted for Trump.
Though. Oh, Boomhauer 100%, and then Boomhauer
is definitely QAnon. QAnon.
Yo, I just found out what QAnon was a couple of days ago, and I'm like, that is the dumbest shit ever.
Yo, Boomhauer started it. Not Boomhauer. I'm thinking Cripple. Cripple's QAnon.
Yeah, that shit is so
Boomhauer,
stupid.
Boomhauer, yeah, Boomhauer's.
All right, I'm going to end the show before we end up talking about more shit. Brandon, tell everyone where they can find you.
Go to nerdobserver.com, follow all the podcasts on there. Follow me on Twitter, that cool black nerd. I'm trying to build my Twitter base back up. I haven't tried in a while, so follow me. If you are already following me, I talk shit.
Yeah, you talk all the shit, and you're not afraid of the smoke either. Oh, yo, if any AEW fans are on here listening, please go at Brandon. Do me a favor and please go, Brandon. I'm begging you to please do that. Super Bowl.
I will. I'll turn babyface on AEW if we get Joker Sting. I'll turn babyface if we get Joker Sting again. Cause that shit's hilarious.
I have so many opinions on all of that. Super Bowl. Tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me right here on the Old Man Wade Show. You can also find Super Woke posting along Old Man Wade on our Facebook page. And you can find us at oldmanwade.com.
All right. You can find me. And it's funny, I forgot to do this when we did the last show. But you can find me at oldmanwade.com, oldmanwadecom on Twitter and Instagram. You can, like Avi said, you can find us on the Old Man Wade Show. Our following has gotten we've gained some more followers recently, which is fucking super dope.
Shout out India, shout out the Philippines, shout out, it's crazy. This fan base is super eclectic, man. It's surprising.
I wish I remember the dude who comments on all our Facebook stuff, like all the comic book shit. I wish I remembered his name. I'll shout him out next week.
Yeah, shout out to our top fans, man. You guys
rock.
You have me laughing most of the time.
Yeah. And thank you for you guys not being toxic either. I appreciate the shit out of that people aren't
leave,
really
leave the toxicity to us.
For real. Yeah, man. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you guys for being here. I know it's been a little while. I've had my issues. Javi's been too busy being Javi slanging dick. Brandon's over there.
Wait till I get Cyberpunk, yo. Woo! Extra large.
And Brandon's over there, like, managing Krakoa, so we're all good. But until then...
Oh! Hey! Fuck you!
Alright, so we originally ended the show, but I want to make sure that I talk about this, because Brandon just brought this up, because we're getting a bunch of Disney Plus shows that are going to be coming out. Brandon, give us the news.
So they're doing a Ahsoka Tano spinoff show with Rosario Dawson. That's coming in 2021, it looks like. They're doing Tiana, who's the black Disney princess. She's getting her own animated series. So is Moana. They're doing a Zootopia animated show. I don't know what Baymax is.
It's a very underrated Disney movie. It's based off of a Marvel comic. What is the name?
Big Hero 6?
Big Hero 6, yes.
Oh,
yes,
Big Hero 6.
Yep.
Lightning McQueen from Cars is getting an animated show.
Oh.
At some point coming up. All this stuff's getting announced because Disney's doing their big conference today.
Yeah, they're doing their event.
But,
they were supposed to announce something. I was anticipating an announcement.
Oh, they got Patty Jenkins to do a Star Wars movie called Rogue Squadron.
And I think The Mandalorian has been kind of hinting at some of the spinoffs. And one of them, I think a really interesting idea for a spinoff, is the...
Holy shit! They're doing a new Peter Pan movie.
All right, you know what? No. We're not doing this. My wife just yelled at me. I just want to make sure that...
Yara Shahidi as Tinkerbell.
Who?
Fire.
Who?
The girl from Blackish.
Are you serious?
Fire. Yes. She looks like Tinkerbell.
I'm with that 1,000%. That's a dope fucking... That's fucking dope, and I'm 1,000% with it.
All right, yo, you're going to get me on
get
that.
Get out of here, old man. I don't want you getting in trouble.
I'm already in trouble.
Dude,
I stay in trouble, man. Let's be honest. It's me. Javi, come over. See you in 30 minutes.
All right.
Talk to your wife.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to make any promises, but I do want to come through.
All
right. If not today, tomorrow. You're not working tomorrow, right?
I'm working tomorrow night, so if you come around like 10 a.m., which I know you're not.
Yes, I am.
All right, yo. Peace.
Damn it, Wade.